You just might as well let that stuff go in them. But the man I get to get mine got something else to catch it, that's trash stuff. On the outside is the thing that cuts them, and that's what they turn that out on the ground. It don't be as much stuff as you see. I don't like it. I ain't never had to grow it up. See how grass young? Always was going through there when they like that and cut all that stuff down. You know? But I couldn't do it this year. It just rained here two or three weeks here in this country. But they sure gonna make it. I make more than I ever made in the back here. We got a good price last year for them, around $7 a bushel.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's.
How much did you raise last year?
$14 worth. I don't own but 10 acres. It was more than that, but I hired a white fella. Me and him works together. He live right over there. White George, that bright man.
Uh-huh.
He owned it. So he told me, he said, Donnie, you helps me all the time. Let me get your beans. I'll get them cheap. He got them for 60 cents. Other people charged 75. But he live in Rome, folks. So his was 300 and his part of the money at the elevator was 300 and something. He told me to bring his check. My check was $1,400. But I had 5 acres of chilling and that woman to buy him. You about to touch the beak of it for Christmas. I give her $400 out of my 14 and paid 300 yon at the bank. I had a little, made an account there. That didn't leave me too much, did it? Then I've been giving them, I got giving them $90 every month to get the stamps. Help her get the stamps for the channel. She works every day at the factory to do out check. Rolling cost. It takes a lot of money to carry you and a bunch of channel now. Of course, I'm not much expensive. I used to could raise everything I want to eat here, but it was transferring like I was. Garden, I sold $30 off of greens. Mustard green here in, I think it was March. People coming from everywhere getting them. Just come up volunteer. They coming up now again.
Volunteer?
Mm-hmm. Back of the house. Me and my wife had a peach orchard here.
Peach orchard?
Ooh, they done all died out but three. And then I'd be with me all the time. Don't tend the thing like it ought to be. I used to sell lots of peaches. They big as your fist, too. Someday I wasn't no better.
Big as one?
Well, big as you, mister. Always come red on one half, you know. I had white and colored come here and brown. But all the trees died out there. I'd been back here 40 years.
Now, what sort of buildings did you have on the farm?
On this farm?
Well, when you worked for the white man, what kind of buildings did they have on the farm?
They're the same barn for their horses and to keep the corn.
Yeah. Where'd they keep the corn?
Kept the corn in the barn. And anything like peas, stuff like that.
Did they have a room to keep the corn in?
Yes.
Call that a?
We could call it a
crib?
Crib. That was it. Crib. That's where if you want to send you get some corn, say go to the crib, Donnie. That's what he called me. And bring me some corn out the crib. So what was called, I knew there was another name they had, but that's it, crib.
And where'd you keep your mules or the animals?
Oh, we had a barn.
Did you have a place where they kept all the oats and the grain?
Oh, yes. In that crib. You have it big enough. We built it out of you. What you reckon you do?
What?
We built it out of pole.
Really?
We built it out of pole. We couldn't build the top and side out of pole, but the barn had...